in the Durban area, yeah, the shad are making an appearance, especially those Durban North beaches. The guys are doing very well there with the shad.
Guys have been smashing the shad, and decent sizes. We've had some thunder sizes come out down in the South Coast.
There's a lot of edible fish to be caught. The next couple of days lining up is looking epic for fishing.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And here we go. Your mind has been waiting for something real, something raw, something that slaps that snooze button off and shouts to your soul, wake up. This is the time. This is the moment. This is the surge you feel in your chest. It is here. The countdown has begun. The voices are lining up. The truth is strapping in and the fuse is lit. Guys, you are exactly where you are supposed to be, and it is screaming out your name, because right now the shad, the garrick, the snook are going absolutely out of its mind. We are talking about chaos in the purest, saltiest form. Bait balls getting annihilated, top water explosions, clean drifts. The game fish aren't just feeding, they are launching like missiles. The bite is so hot, you can feel it burning through these speakers. The ocean is alive and it's pulsing, it's breathing, it is daring you to cast. So if you ever needed a reason to hit the water, this is it. No excuses, just action. So crank up the volume, lock in, let that salt get into your veins. This is the drop, this is the rush, this is the podcast, this is Angler News, and we are kicking it off right now, straight after a huge announcement from one of the oldest stores in the land, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, huge announcement. The Kingfisher, guys, hold on to your rods and reels, because this is it. This is the biggest birthday sale of the year. Guys, the Kingfisher is turning 29, and the sale kicks off from Thursday, the 26th, right through to the 29th of June. That is the Sunday. They are having a massive sale. It is 25% off absolutely everything. All right, except for your bait and your discounted items and Shimano, but you still get 15% off that. So guys, as you know, Kingfisher is the sponsor of the show. They're always there to support the anglers, so make sure to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher, 25% off everything, has with all the fish that is coming out in this show, you definitely want to go and get stocked up. So get out there right now. Well, now, whenever you're listening to this, Thursday through to Sunday, 26th to the 29th, Kingfisher, 7 branches, the sale is on. Now, what else is on? As there's the fishing. So let's get into it. Let's kick it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's still all about the sardines. And with the sardines, it's all about the garrick and the snook and the kingies that are chasing them all over the place. Some giant-sized snook, some big garrick, and some proper GTs. Still good GTs, up to probably 20 kilos being caught. So yeah, the guys that are chasing the sards are doing very well. In the mix, there's still a couple of grey sharks, some spinners, some big bronzies, things like that, when the guys have found the right spot. But yeah, it's been mainly about the edibles this year. The guys that aren't really chasing them have managed to find some lovely edibles. I've heard of slingers, I've heard of Scotsman, I've heard of Hillbeck, big rock cod, all that stuff coming off the deeper water points that have had the sards come past in the day. And the guys have gone there at night and gotten some lovely fish. In the Durban area, yeah, the shad are making an appearance, especially those Durban North beaches. The guys are doing very well there with the shad. Guys are still getting garrick up here, putting the live shad, catching the garrick. Couple cob there in the mix as well. I heard of 2 Hillbeck coming out at Glen Ashley on live shad. So they're even up here. The guys are getting some grunters, some stumpies, odd spinner, grey shark, those sort of things. So yeah, the Durban North beach have been doing quite well. Paddle skis and ski boats, again, lots and lots of edibles. The guys have been doing very well with the snook and the kuta, good couple of tunny around, things like that. Again, thanks to the sards, all those fish have come in. There's also been a lot of sailfish around. The guys have been getting quite a few sailies. So yeah, go out there, have some fun. Oaks fishing on the bottoms, Kilbeck, Doggers, and your normal reds, slingers, all those sort of things. Oaks are doing very nicely. Durban Bay, grunter, grunter, and more grunter. No really big ones. The guys have been getting all those just size up to maybe 50 centimeters. And there's a lot of cob in the bay, from very much undersized to some proper cob. Yeah, the guys have been doing very well in the bay. Guys, please don't forget, it is Kingfisher's birthday this weekend, from the 26th to the 29th. Massive in-store specials there. Guys, come down, come have a look. Thanks, this is Mike G for ANSA News.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report of the ski boat for the Durban area last week. Guys, yeah, so the bottom fishing has been pretty good with some really good singer soldiers, rock hards, and some really nice lantern fish. I'm talking those 3-4 kilogram ones, and some really good rubber lips as well. In the shallows with the game fish around the sardines, there's plenty of snook and some kuta and some really nice kingfish as well at the moment. In amongst at the night time, there's still some really nice beck starting to show their faces off the deep wrecks where the current's not so bad. But yeah, in general, fishing's been really good off the area. Lots of half cob still. Yeah, but the sardines, if you find the shallow sardines, throw some poppers, plugs, jig and drop, you're definitely going to get a bite that way. Right, guys, this is Brad for Angling New South Africa and Guidelines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start. What a phenomenal start. And guys, trust me, it just gets a lot better. We are going to get into the South Coast, where we are going to be talking about all that massive action, all the massive shad. Guys, I just want to say something right now about that shad, right? I got a couple shad at a Manza Tochi this week. My brother and I, we went out. We got like our quota within like 15 minutes. The shad are absolutely wild. Right, but down the South Coast, Adam has been sending me some catches that were absolutely insane. I couldn't believe it. I was texting Adam back and said, Adam, I haven't seen shad like this in the last like 15 to 20 years. This is those shad that we used to catch back in Transkei like 20 years ago. They are massive. Now, we're gonna get into that later on in the show. Right now, let's talk about the North Coast. The North Coast, guys, has been alive. There has been some fish right now. Now, Mike V spoke about some shad coming out at Durban North that has spread slightly further up. Balito, there's been some shad. There has been some bronze bream. So it's good to see those are alive. But certainly the species that has been coming out, the odd garrick, the odd shad. But the highlight of the North Coast right now, it has been on the offshore side. And the highlight of all has been the Dorado. Who would have thought we are still getting Dorado now? We are in June. We passed the winter solstice. We are like on the other side of winter and we are getting Dorado. I mean, how insane is that? I mean, that is a summer species. That is what we start talking about in November, around, you know, going into like right through to February. But we are in the thick of winter and we are still getting Dorado. So if that does not tell you that the fishing is absolutely off the charts right now, then I do not know what will. Now, apart from the Dorado, there has been tuna, there has been kuta. And here's the crazy thing about the North Coast, right? I mean, there are certain days where I'm seeing a ridiculous amount of kuta, then I'm seeing snook, then I'm seeing tuna, then I'm seeing Dorado, and it's not all coming out at the same time. So those pelagic species are definitely out there and is absolutely on fire right now. Now, sticking with that snook on the North Coast, well, yes, the guys on the kayaks, the ski boats, they are getting the snook. If you want snook off the beach, you're going to have to stick around, because that's coming out on the South Coast right now. Before we get to the South Coast, let's chat to Jan with what's been happening on the Midland.
Hey there, guys. So as the calm weather continues after the recent storms, we appear to be experiencing perfect winter conditions. But however, and more crucially, the fish appear to have not got the memo, and the fishing remains on the slow. The words strange, weird, and off-season are being bandied about merrily, and the fishing is a lot tougher than what we might have hoped or even expected for this time of year. That is especially with the flurry of stillwater events which have been taking a place where one might have anticipated some great returns. But apart from the usual nuggets here and there, I suppose every fish has to eat sometime, but unfortunately not all the time, the scorecards have been rather devoid of numbers. But guys, if we can't blame the weather, perhaps one needs to dig deeper behind the calm sunny days to a factor which we have reported on previously, barometric pressure. So if you're looking for another excuse for a blank return, you're most welcome. But hey, what that pressure, and particularly with it jumping about at the moment like a scalded cat. In line with the decent weather, The anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have been out and about, but slim pickings around, with only a few of the returns featuring fish. Just a couple of stockies, which are considered to be fish of 10 inches and under, and a couple in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter bracket, and of course there was a nugget that came in at the 21 to 23 inches, or 53 to 58 centimeters. Water temperatures have now dipped below the double figure mark, and are reported sitting at 8 to 9 degrees. From those anglers that have shared their catches, there's still no clear pattern on what produced the fish. Almost every fish has come to the net on a different fly. With respect to the pressure discussion above, low and slow is the off-given advice. Full sink line on the bottom with a figure of 8 retrieve. The bass angling remains in the back foot, with no reports coming in from both Albert Falls and Midmar Dams, with the socials just being jammed with the next big thing in terms of lure ads. So come on guys, use those lures and show us your fish. On the upside, we have just passed the winter solstice, which took place on the 21st of June. So technically, we are on the other side of winter. Sunny winter days are just going to get longer now, so guys, make the most of it and get out there. And as long as you have a bait of your preference in the water, there's a good chance for a bite, better than sitting in the office or at home. And, of course, no better reason than to tackle up for your next outing than the upcoming annual Kingfisher birthday sale. If you don't already know about it, what large rock have you been hiding under? So guys, stop in at the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice, especially this weekend. This is Jan Korabel reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Whew, that was a tough report. That was not the greatest week on the freshwater side. But that's all right. That's the beauty of KZN. You know what? When the things are quiet on the Midlands, when they're on the freshwater end, on the inland side of things, well, we've got the coast. And the coast is absolutely on fire. Look, there were many times where I have reported on the coast being quiet. Why not try your hand on some bass? Why not try your hand on some carp or some fly fishing? Because, you know, we have the opportunities to do that. So, you know, that's, like I said, that is the beauty of KZN. Now, let's stay on the coast, right? But before we get into the coast, before we get into the thick, the highlight, the chaos of the KZN coastline, I just want to tell you about a new show that I've just dropped. It's called The Deep Dive. Jan mentioned the barometric pressure. Now, we are talking about tech on The Deep Dive. And in The Deep Dive, we deep dive into all the apps. We are talking about all the apps we look at, whether it's barometric, whether it's wind, whether it is Wind Guru, where we are talking about energy in the water. We deep dive into it, and trust me guys, there's an app for everything. But in this episode, we are specifically talking about fishing app. All right, so that's The Deep Dive. Check it out, listen to it. It's on ecr.co.za under podcast. You want to listen to this one. Now let's get into the thick of the show. Let's get into the heartbeat. Let's get to the action, the chaos, the madness, the mayhem of KZN right now. The South Coast, where it's been sardine, it's been garrick, it's been snook, it's been yellowtail kingfish, it's been shad for days, it's been bronze bream, it's been the whole lot, it's been our dreams come true. Guys, let's kick it off with Ray Thompson.
This week has been, like the last couple of weeks, absolutely epic for those guys trying to catch edible fish. I'm talking about garrick, snook, kingies. Let's start at the bottom. Down Port Edward and that, of course, still garrick, carb, lots and lots of small carb coming out. Bronze bream, which I think most people have actually forgotten about, but there's a lot of bronze bream around. School holidays coming up, so the blacktail are looking for a hiding down that side, as well as the quarantine. Our middle coast, Pennington area, again, kingfish have been coming out. There's been snook coming out and garrick, but best fishing has definitely been, without a doubt, has been down at Acid Park. Acid Park has been on fire the last 2 days with kingfish, snook, garrick coming out. So there we go, guys. Doesn't matter where you choose on the South Coast, there's a lot of edible fish to be caught. Very few inedibles, and I'm talking about those sharks. Very few sharks around at the moment. The next couple of days lining up is looking epic for fishing, especially this weekend coming. So guys, go out there, have some fun, and stay safe.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Well done, Ray Thompson, telling me about the bronze bream. That's exactly music to my ears. Yes, I do enjoy catching the shad and the garrick and all of those, but a bronze bream. Oh, what a fight. And I'm so glad to hear that they are on the bite. Now, let's hear what Adam has to say, because, guys, that is where the sweet spot has been.
Hey, Vinesh, I hope you're doing well, my friend, and everybody out there has had an awesome week. So, fishing on the South Coast has been good. Now, I don't mean epic like last week. Unfortunately, things have slowed down a bit, but the shad are definitely still on the bite on the South Coast. Now, I'm not talking about every single day. However, The particular days that they have been biting, the guys have been smashing the shad and decent sizes. We've had some thunder sizes come out down on the South Coast. So really good to see those shad are still sticking around. The guys on the ski boats have reporting, and I've also seen some really good tuna around. The bottom fish are slowly coming back on the bites. However, there is still being loads of non-eds and sharks around in our waters down on the South Coast. From Port Edward right up to Hebridean, the guys are getting some duskies, they're getting bronze whalers, they're getting raggies. Ivan just recently landed a beautiful non-ed down in Port Edward. They had a big chunk bitten out of it. So yes, there are loads of non-eds still down around on the South Coast. The hand sharks are still around. And guys, look, it's definitely still happening, because moving over to the game fish side of things, there's still a plethora of game fish down here. Big word, Vinesh. We've got guys getting kingfish. We've got guys getting snook. The garrick is still on the bite. And there's also been a lot of small cobbies, or cob, if you wish to call them, undersized cob, small duskies, just on size. And there's been quite a few of them landed as well. Now, moving over to the bronze bream. There had been a few popping up Ramsgate South sort of area. The guys have been getting some good sized zebras. There's been a few stonies around, a couple of carentine. So yes, loads of live baits in the water for the guys to pick up one, especially off Margate Pier, nice deep water. Slide one out for a garrick, because you know they are still around, definitely. We've had Charles with an awesome sized kingy off Rapala. So guys, whether you're using lures or using baits, there's something to be had. And we've even got Teal and Co. getting themselves some awesome pick handles down on the coast. Monster size stinkers, because we all know that fish stinks. But yeah, awesome size fish down this side. Particularly at night, we know that fish likes to bite on a bit of a bait more so than a lure. Obviously, you're not going to be using a lure at night, Vinesh. But you never know at this stage. You might just get something maybe on a glow paddle tail. But otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches. And just one quick thing, Vinesh. I just want to say a big happy birthday to one of the oldest fishing tackle stores in the country, the Kingfisher. I hope you guys have an awesome birthday. Guys, head down to the Kingfisher, whichever branch is closest to you. They are having some awesome birthday sales. Otherwise, take care, guys.
Yes, Adam, what a way to round off the show. Absolutely epic, my friend. Non-eds, edibles, shad, garrick, sharks. I mean, what else can we think of? What else can we dream of? It is happening. Dreams are coming true. Dreams are coming true on KZN. Guys, this is it. This is that moment. You know, stop waiting for it. It is happening right now. We do not have to wait, right? I mean, it is now. It is happening. It is happening every weekend. No matter where you are fishing, whether you're on the North Coast, whether you're on a boat, guys, the fishing is truly phenomenal right now. So get out there, get fishing, and until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.